Next on News for the Soul, Miracle Inspirations with Sandra. Next on News for the Soul, Me Time with Victoria. Victoria Enriquez is a nurturing, compassionate, positive voice on the news for the soul. She is a Reiki practitioner and a certified sound healer, providing sound baths and chakra balancing with tuning forks. Her energy is beautiful, and the way she shares and heals the sense of well-being in others has proven insightful. Meditation is part of every session she provides. Come listen and enjoy. Please welcome Victoria Enriquez back to News for the Soul.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Me Time. This is an hour of your day to relax your mind, lift your soul, and listen to some sound healing sounds to improve your life. Meditation time is a reminder to always take time for yourself and to breathe. Just breathe, take a deep breath in. Everything gets better with meditation. As always, I'm so happy to be here with you once a month to share meditation, sound healing, and Reiki energy with all my listeners. I'm Victoria, and I will be hosting this next hour, so whatever you're doing, keep listening. This hour will be full of sound healing, and this month's chakra, the All or Nothing Expression Center, the throat chakra. I hope you're all having a great year so far. Everything around us is changing somehow in some way. And remembering from last month's astrological info, we're meant to be playful this year. Highlighting joy and laughter. Always stop and smell the flowers from the April showers. That rhymes. And we have actually had some nice rains and overcast days here in Chandler, Arizona. And I was talking to a woman at the gym last week, and she told me the strangest story. She was very energetic and had a young attitude and energy. So we were talking about how crazy the weather has been. And she told me that they fly planes into the clouds and shoot silver nitrate all over, and that causes all the rain, like in the California areas, I think. Originally, it was to keep crops watered. Like, I don't know, California is always in a drought, it seems like. So it makes sense to me. But I guess it used to be top secret and hidden from us. And now she says, shocker, there's a website that you can check dates and places each month that they do it. So it's just like public knowledge now. And we have no idea what this does to humans who live on the ground and who eat the food that, you know, the crops are rained on. I don't know, just so many questions. It's so weird. Just adding to the strangeness of this year. I should Google it for more information, but it was just an interesting conversation. But she seemed to believe it was true, for sure. Crazy, crazy year. Anyways. I love watching the clouds out my back window, and it seems magical how sometimes it will rain on one side of the road or freeway and not the other side, and it's just always like, wow, so crazy. That's how the clouds move through so fast. Here, it usually rains during the day for like 10 minutes or so, and it's just enough to dirty the cars, so you need to go wash your car again. And that's like a kind of a big joke, but it is a true thing. Anyways, thank you for joining me for my hour here, and welcome to anyone just joining in. I'm Victoria, the host of the show, Me Time. Today, I'm just going to go for the throat, haha. The throat chakra is what we'll be talking about today. I'm sure you have all asked, how do chakras get blocked in the first place? fog. And I have learned that to function optimally, your chakras need to be open so the energy can flow freely through your whole body. And that makes sense. So things like anger, depression, and even an unhealthy diet can cause blockages by disrupting your energy flow. Since the throat chakra is connected to our self-expression and balanced emotions, repressing your anger and not speaking your truth, it can cause a blockage pretty quickly. So we should always focus on communicating our emotions in a healthy way. And you can always surround yourself with the color blue. Blue is calming and associated with the throat chakra. Blue can have a soothing effect, so why not give this a try for balance? Another easy way is to free your voice, like to sing or read out loud. You don't need an audience for this. Just use your own voice. Feel free and have fun. You can also do basic neck stretches. Oh yeah, whenever you feel tense or anxious, just roll your neck to the left, to the right, to the back, to the front. And you can also repeat positive affirmations. So you can do that anytime and it doesn't take very long. So here's a few samples. You can repeat to yourself. I can and will stay true to myself. When I speak, my words are clear and powerful. When I speak, my words are clear and powerful. My thoughts and feelings are valid. Writing in a journal is very beneficial to connect to your mind and body as well. I'm sure we all know that. But the throat chakra is located between your head and your body. In theory, you can clear a blockage between those two points by connecting them through energy. Energy work can be like with blue crystals and stones. They have healing properties. So just lie down, put the stone on top of your throat, and just relax for a few minutes. Just breathe nice and easy. Imagine the blue energy flowing from the stones into your throat. And it's very relaxing and healing. Of course, other ways are to practice with essential oils, meditation, aromatherapy, yoga, Reiki, and sound healing. They are all beneficial to the clearing of chakras. The central theme of the throat chakra, I should say themes, are communication, verbal ability, inspiration, truthfulness, intelligence, creativity, musical talent. Obviously, our chakras each have so many roles that they play in our bodies. It just amazes me sometimes. The throat chakra has a flower with 16 petals on it, and the color is sky blue. Just as the color blue recalls the expanse of heaven, so its responding element, ether, brings space and purity to mind. It's a natural phenomenon that corresponds to the energy of the throat chakra. Include the blue of cloudless skies and the open sea. Another few facts are the basic symbol is the circle symbol, which stands for the place of emptiness. Only those who penetrate this circle can acquire the deepest understanding. The planet represents Saturn, and the sensory function related to the throat chakra is hearing. The role of the throat chakra is to purify. It purifies your awareness, and it provides inner clarity. It's also called the neck chakra, the communication chakra, or simply the fifth chakra. I didn't know this, But in yoga philosophy, sound is transmitted through the ether. This ether is considered to be the basic medium of communication. The throat chakra is particularly active during the phases of the waning moon. That's when it's in the phase of getting smaller. The throat chakra lies in the area of the cervical vertebrae near the larynx. This energy influences the neck, jaw, larynx, esophagus, and windpipe. The breath and voice are also dependent on this chakra. It energizes the neck and shoulders, and the thyroid and parathyroid glands can function harmoniously only when energy flows freely through this chakra. Yeah, that might amaze a lot of women. It's crazy, your thyroid. So many people have thyroid problems. According to the teachings about this chakra, it is the center of sound. It's responsible for speech and communication, like conscious use of language, the desire to speak the truth in all circumstances, and the ability to express oneself are all dependent upon the energy that arises from the throat chakra. Since it connects the heart and the forehead chakras, it is responsible for balancing the world of our feelings and thoughts. People who have an open and healthy throat chakra are gifted with great verbal ability. They know how to use their voice and how to get their message across to others. Not only does speech convey information, it also expresses feelings. Readers and actors are well aware of how the voice can move the minds of their listeners. They love it when they succeed in confusing their words with feeling. The throat chakra represents a sense of hearing. It offers us the key to a powerful world of sound. Sound can change a person's mood in an instant. And a healthy throat chakra usually comes along with musical talent. Not at least important, it has a great influence on our thought processes. A great part of thinking has to do with words, what we say to others, and above all, what we say to ourselves. This influences our mental world and our feelings about life. When there's a disturbance in the throat chakra, this is often accompanied by speech disturbances such as stuttering or stammering, as well as difficulties in expressing oneself. Conversely, they can lead to a distorted thirst for fame, the desire to manipulate others, and attend to gossip. Some ways you can stimulate the throat chakra and awaken its energies are by using gemstones like aquamarine or topaz, aromatic oils like eucalyptus or peppermint, or spices like anise or cloves, and medicinal plants would be peppermint or sage, which are all pretty common. The throat chakra is lowest of the three higher chakras, which are connected with the higher mental and spiritual aspects of the personality. It lies between the heart chakra and the third eye, and thus it plays a role between thought and feeling and points the way towards overcoming duality. For the throat chakra, the principal theme of this chakra is communication. It is imperative for those who have a dominant throat chakra to share their ideas with others and clearly express their thoughts. But this does not mean that they are devoid of feelings. On the contrary, they are gifted with emotional intelligence. If we can embrace our inner communication, we can get clarity and fullness of our thoughts. It is then easier to clarify things for ourselves before explaining them to others. In doing so, we find the courage to stand by our opinions and give true expression. Working to have great verbal abilities can help us realize our gifts. Try this through the arts with artistic expression. This is one of the highest forms of communication. If you happen to be musically inclined, go on and sing. Find out if you would make a fine actor. The greatest writers and poets belong to this chakra type. In short, people with strength in this area will excel at any endeavor that is primarily directed at communicating with other people. They are especially adept at explicating complex ideas in such areas as academia and sciences. Having a strong and developed throat chakra has so many benefits. The best way to develop this is to find a lively interest in a great number of different subjects. Learn new things, make connections, and expand your horizons. There is a prerequisite for this, and it's clear thinking and the basis of a true creativity, is to do what makes you happy and find passion in what you do. This will result in bringing together common things in new and unexpected ways. Clarity of thought is very fundamental to master. Great verbal ability. Wouldn't it be great to clearly express your thoughts and make your ideas comprehensible to others? Yes. You can start using other kinds of communication like gestures, just convey emotion or expressive powers of art and music. Music perhaps offers the richest opportunity to integrate the material and spiritual levels, and thus to make truth our highest goal. This is the organizing principle behind all the striving and creative and activity put your power to communicate in the service of truth. The throat chakra governs your ability to express and communicate with the whole world. Some indications that your throat chakra is indeed out of alignment may be things like you may have trouble communicating your needs, beliefs, and aspirations. So maybe when you try to speak truth from your heart, you choke up, especially when emotion gets too heavy. Oh, yes. I know what that means. I've experienced that. I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to do some sound healing, and then I'm going to guide you in a simple throat meditation, and it will help balance and clear the way for direct communication. So just sit in a comfortable position with your eyes closed and breathe easy. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
stay in a comfortable seated position with your eyes closed and align your thoughts with your breathing. As each breath enters through the nostrils, then passes down to your throat and lungs. Now exhale this breath slowly out of the mouth. Visualize a gentle breeze passing through your throat as you inhale. Notice how the breeze carries away any stagnant energy or blockages that have been lingering within. And as you exhale through your mouth, pause for 45 seconds. Your throat chakra is becoming activated. Bringing a positive flow of energy to your throat, feel the openness that comes with this activation. You can express yourself fully and confidently with every breath. I trust my inner wisdom.
When you're ready, slowly and gently open your eyes.
come back to the present moment. Enjoy the sense of calm and openness. Give thanks to the universe and to yourself for taking this time to connect with your throat chakra. Namaste. Oh, how great was that? And I love learning about this week's important chakra and how to strengthen these skills our life need now and always. Communication is a huge part, and being able to do it in a healthy way is just a blessing and something to aim for. See if I have any other last minute notes on the throat chakra. There's some interesting. Use the color blue. Yeah, I guess I covered all of this. But yes, it's important to communicate well with others and to feel like your words are respected, and same with your opinions. Even if you have difficulties interacting with others or do not speak up about your opinions or views because of the fear of others, your throat chakra may be unbalanced. I think after the sound bath today that some of you might be able to say something that you've been holding back. It really does feel like a release, and I did work on the root chakra. I know with the solar eclipse, it would be great if you could go outdoors and take your shoes off and stomp around on the earth to help ground your root chakra at this time. And thank you for listening. And you can always watch and listen to my YouTube Me Time podcast videos and check out my channel. My website is new. I really love it. It's meditationtimehome.com. And let yourself be guided to the healing energy that you need to feel well-being on all levels, human. Next month is saved for our third eye chakra. What power we all have to see, what will help us become one with ourselves. I will be here to enlighten you with the third eye chakra. Okay, news for the family, news for the soul family. I appreciate you, and this has been Me Time. Now go enjoy some you time. Until next time. Bye.
News for the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.